Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Daily Ticker time here on The Fan. We'll break down some numbers. Windhorst at 1 o'clock, but one stop to make here for the ticker, and it's with our very good friend Mike Richmond, NBC Sports Northwest, covering the Trailblazers, has been for a few years now. He joins us on the MVP homeloans.com guild hotline. He's on Twitter at Mike G Rich. Richmond, thanks for joining us, man. I always appreciate when you got a couple minutes for your boys here on the radio. I'll just start with your initial reaction of this matchup, and then your thoughts now for a couple days thinking about if the Blazers can win this series.
Well, my first thought was that the Blazers made it pretty clear that they didn't want to play the Oklahoma City Thunder with everything they did on Wednesday night. So even if you were one of the people who thought this was an okay matchup, I think the team made it pretty clear that they preferred the Utah Jazz. But weird stuff happens. They got what they got. I think this was obviously the worst of the two. But I have somehow, I don't know what's gotten into me, but I am somehow optimistic for the Blazers. I think they can make this a series. I'm not sure they can win this outright, but I think they can make this maybe a more competitive series than if you had asked me 10 days ago.
I think it's just in the water in Portland. We all drink it, and then eventually you get to this time of year and everybody's optimistic come postseason time. It's in the pipes, you know?
How did I not learn my lesson last year?
Right.
How am I doing this radio hit like a year later to the day?
Right.
A 3-seed that I'm optimistic about. This is just a mistake.
Says every Blazer fan.
And then we do
this
it again.
Year, but
every year.
People are believing it's going to happen this year.
You find it on the calendar, man. We get excited. We were talking about, just before we had you on, the Cantor aspect of them picking on him defensively, the Billy Donovan comments when he was still in OKC saying, I can't play this guy, he's so bad. How is that going to work? Like, how do you see the rotation working out, weighing his strengths, obviously, offensively, but then how bad he is defensively?
Yeah, I think this, why this is a particularly bad matchup for him is because what Cantor does really well is thwarted by his good friend and giant person, Steven Adams. You know, Cantor's self-sufficient. He just goes and grabs misses. You don't have to run plays for him, but if you do run plays for him, he can score. And in other matchups, he can just be a little more effective because of what he does. But against a guy who's so big like Steven Adams, I think it kind of negates what he does offensively more so than other centers in the league. And listen, he's going to play. If he plays, he's going to be in the action. They are going to come right at him. The Thunder don't shoot. I mean, they're not a team that bombs away from three. They play downhill, they play fast, and they run a kajillion pick and rolls with Russell Westbrook. So, I think this is going to be a really challenging matchup for Cantor. And I know we haven't seen a ton of it, but part of me thinks if the Blazers are going to win this series, it's because Zach Collins finally plays like the Zach Collins we thought he was in October.
Yeah. Mike Richmond, our guest, covering the Trailblazers for NBC Sports Northwest, at Mike G. Rich, our only stop here on the Daily Ticker. Okay, well, I'm actually kind of surprised. I am shocked. You just came out and you're like, I think they got a great shot of winning. Most of the time we bring you on and you got some kind of snarky, like, the Blazers suck. What are we talking about here? So I am surprised here, Mike. So I really want you to walk me through the logic here, because I'm not necessarily disagreeing with you. I think they'll lose this series, but I think they can maybe stretch this to six, hell, maybe even seven if they can play the right way. But why do you have this belief? You said they were the 3-seed last year. They get swept. They got swept by OKC in the regular season. That was with Nurk, and now they don't have Nurk. Why is it different for you?
Because just thinking about sort of weaknesses were a lot of the times. Obviously, the Nurk thing is a big problem, and I think it ultimately dooms them in the series. My optimism is more about them making this a long series as opposed to a short series. But when I think about sort of what was their problem last year, it was that they had to rely on wings that just couldn't score when teams sent double teams and all their attention towards Damian Lillard. They have more answers than they've had in the past. This team is just deeper, undeniably. Rodney Hood, I know he was really, really bad against the Lakers and that didn't play, so we haven't seen good Rodney Hood in a week, but he still exists somewhere. And Seth Curry has been really, really steady. He's been really steady. He's averaging 15 a game over his last 11 games. Yeah. He's an NBA player. Like, he's absolutely an NBA player. He's not maybe a really good athlete who's playing NBA basketball like my dude Pat Connaughton. They're just better on the wings. They have more options. If Aminu isn't scoring, they can go somewhere else. If Mo Harkless isn't scoring, they can go somewhere else. And I think this year taught me more than ever is that Damian Lillard is really good. He's one of the five best players in the league probably, and he proved it again. And I just sort of – I have more faith in him willing out a win than I did this time last year.
Where's your confidence level in CJ for this series? We only saw him play, what, two or three games. He obviously sat the last night of the regular season. Yeah, some moments, but you're going to work your way back from an injury like that. They need him to play well. We all know it to compete in this series. Where's your confidence in CJ?
I'm not 100% sure he's all the way back physically. You know, he didn't look terrible in his first game, but then he kind of ran out of gas. And I thought he was really bad in that Laker game. Obviously, we haven't seen much, and he says he's fine because what else is he going to say?
Right.
But I'm a little bit concerned about him. I put it like a 4 out of 10 level of concern. I think he's definitely on the radar to be worried about what he can give.
Yeah, Mike Richmond, our guest, NBC Sports Northwest is where you can find all his great work. He's on Twitter at Mike G Rich. Give him a follow. Are you going to be at the game Sunday? Right.
Yeah, I go to all the home games, baby, 113.
I know. I have not been to very many this year. It's been quite a while, actually, so I'll see you on Sunday. But the X factor thing is another part, right? Like, you talk about the uncertainty of CJ and what he potentially is going to provide for this team in this round. Then you're relying on a lot of role guys to step up. Now, I know this is kind of cliche, but I am curious, who would be your X factor among the role players?
It's probably Rodney Hood. Just because of his size. I think Seth Curry's probably a little better than he is offensively, a little steadier, just like a better scorer. But Hood could conceivably play some small ball four because of how big he is. So he allows them an option that's outside of Aminu. And he can dribble. Like, you can pass him the ball and he can dribble and go score. The Blazers don't have a lot of dudes who fit that mold. Mm-hmm. Like, that might sound crazy because they won 53 games this year, but someone who you can pass the ball in the wing and take four real dribbles and get into the shot is they don't have the luxury of having a lot of those dudes, and he's one of them.
Yeah, that's true. And we talked about it yesterday, Mike. I'm curious to ask you, Dame is usually immune from criticism, and rightfully so for the most part, by Blazer fans. But he was not good last year in that playoff series, average 18 points per game. It wasn't all on him because nobody else was really knocking down shots, and he was getting double and triple teamed. But they got swept, and he didn't play necessarily well in that series. How much pressure do you put on his back for this series?
I put a bunch because it's not just that series. His playoff numbers have been a little bit down below his career numbers. In the biggest, brightest moments since that he hit that shot in Houston, he has been good but not great. And they probably need him to be a level above great to win this series. So, listen, an interesting thing that was pointed out to me is over the Blazers' last three playoff series, the team that has won has their best player that has had the highest PER in the series. So basically, the most dominant star player has won the series, whether it's Anthony Davis or Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Those guys have just played better than Dame. And I think if the Blazers are going to win, he's going to be the guy that does it. So I think there's real pressure on him. We all here are going to call him one of the best players and one of the best guys in the league no matter what. But there's a certain level of respect he could gain on a national stage by really dominating a series like this.
Yeah, and that can start Sunday on ABC with Breen on the call there. Get you out of here on this one. Final prediction. What happens in this series? How many games?
I'm going to go Thunder in 6. I hate doing these predictions, mostly because I'm wrong all the time.
Right.
If I was right all the time, I'd love to do them. But I'll say Thunder in 6 is my gut. But Paul George's shoulder is a real question mark. Yeah. If Paul George isn't healthy, I think this one could go 7.
Yeah.
I just want it to be entertaining. It's been a while since we had entertaining playoff basketball. I'm hoping for an entertaining series.
Absolutely. Good stuff, man. Mike Richmond covering the Blazers for NBC Sports Northwest. Always so kind with his time. I'll see you on Sunday, man. Thank you for the good insight.
All right, see y'all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.